Good morning, I'm Brady Safranik. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into The Prescription Shop, where they are so much more than just prescription medication. Joining me this morning, Father Doug Wassinger and Marie Miller. Good morning, how are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Great, thank you.
Excellent, we appreciate you coming in, taking the time here today, and we're talking about the Harvest Hoedown. And Father, as you came in here, I said, I can't believe it's already time for the Harvest Hoedown.
Yes, the year flew by really quick, and it seemed like this year was one of those years that was seemed to be fuller, more of activities and exciting events going on. So.
Absolutely, and if anyone listening on there that doesn't know what the Harvest Hoedown is, kind of explain what exactly this event is.
Well, this is about the sixth or seventh year we have done this, and this is actually a community event. It's for entertainment and to bring people together, but also it is a fundraiser. And what it involves is we have live music. The Prairie Wildfire is playing for us again this year.
They usually do a good job.
They do an awesome job.
Awesome.
And they'll be selling their CDs there as well. We have a barbecue dinner. Home-cooked barbecue dinner, and then we will have a silent auction and a live auction, and Larry Brannion is our auctioneer again, and then we have a reverse raffle, and what that is for is two $500 gift certificates to Sports Lure. So it's an evening of fun, entertainment, fellowship.
And winning great prizes.
Right, and there's all kinds of other prizes that we give away with that reverse raffle as well.
And I love the reverse raffle. And for anyone who doesn't know, that's where you, every time you pick out a name, they're out until you get down to the last one, right? Or you say, you know, I'm going to draw 10 and the last one's the winner, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of fun because you don't want to hear your name in that
until round. The end. Yeah, you want to be the last name mentioned, yes.
That's right. So it sounds like there's all kinds of good fun. What does it cost to get into the event?
It's $25 a couple, $15 a single, and $5 for children 12 and under.
And that is for that includes dinner and entry fee?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this, by the way, is on Sunday, September 9th.
Okay.
It starts at 4 o'clock with the entertainment, looking at the live and silent auction items, perusing through those. The dinner starts right at 5 o'clock, and then the auction will start at 6 o'clock. And you do not have to attend the dinner to come to the auction.
Oh, okay. And Larry Brannion does a great job with the auctions.
Yes, he does.
He's a lot of fun, absolutely. And do you have a list of any of the auction items? Do you know what some of those items are going to be?
Yes, we've got quite a few. Like, for example, we have a dinner for eight at the HF Bar Ranch, which is really kind of a lot of fun.
You got to have a lot of friends to use that one.
Exactly. The Powder River Ranch will be doing a walking track tour.
It's a tour of the Powder River Ranch country.
Country, which is going to be really a nice way to learn more about the county and the history of this place.
Sure, very cool.
There's a lot of richness in that. We'll have a lamb for a spring lamb for processing, so it'll be ready by October. So lamb, I wasn't real sure about it until I tasted it myself. I'm like, wow, that's really good.
Lamb is very good.
Very good. So that's local, so that you know that that's coming right from Johnson County, and it's going to be fresh and good for that as well. We're also auctioning off a full pig. That is a 4-H pig, which you know is going to be good because of how they treat those animals. So that's
right.
Up for it there as well. We're going to have a bass dinner for eight. That's a lot of really a good meal as well. We have a roping saddle that had been valued about $1,000. It's going to be up for an auction, which is a really nice looking saddle. We got some handmade rocking chairs made by Ed Crane. Another really fun thing is homemade baked goods. We do have somebody who's saying that they'll make a dessert a month for a year.
Oh, wow.
So that might be a good thing to kind of like, well, I feel like being spoiled.
Like
this month.
Pie of the month that comes in the mail.
Yes. But it's homemade, so you know it's going to be good.
Absolutely.
Too. So some other various different items. You know, we have a DeWalt heavy-duty cordless reciprocating saw. Some contractors are eyeing that with kind of jockeying and maybe sharpening their elbows a little bit on that. Some neat early things. We got a package of three Bowen sessions with Bettina Gnimick. I personally experienced that, and I that's a really remarkable therapy and massage. And so plus it's a good way to kind of check out for an hour and just go to a happy place and relax and things like that. So in this day and age, that's really helpful. We're having this neat, we have a telescope that it can be connected to a computer which can track some of the major star, or I always get this, celestial or
constellations?
Constellation bodies, so you can watch, so you can observe. So
sure.
When you're done with the day, you can bring that out and watch things during the night. So
yeah, that's pretty neat.
So we get a lot of neat things, silent auction items or various different things as well. So
I see you have 2 hours of labor here.
Is that my daughter.
Did you show up? You got your daughter?
Yeah, my daughter's doing it. So and she can drive. So that's another thing is too. So she can, you know, go, and she's always been really helpful and supportive of the church. So
excellent.
Offering some slaves.
That was very nice of her to offer up her services.
Yes. I'm very thankful, and I don't even have to twist her arm to do it. So she just signs up and says, yes, I will be available to help out. So.
And how many years have you been doing the Harvest Hoedown?
I'm thinking this is our seventh. I'll have to go back and look, but
sure.
I believe. And we also have a Super Bowl party that...
Oh, the Super Bowl party.
With hors d'oeuvres and beer.
Okay. Now, is that something you just send hors d'oeuvres to the person's house?
They deliver them.
Okay, excellent. Yep. Yeah, that's great. Everybody likes a Super Bowl party.
Yep.
One less thing to plan and just enjoy. So.
Definitely. And so this event, I would imagine that each year you have a little bit better attendance than you did in the years past?
Yes, it has grown every year.
Yeah, and the location is so ideal. It's at the Crazy Woman Square. It's downtown. It's right in the middle of everything. And it's such an asset of Buffalo. And so we're so it's nice that we can utilize that as well. And part of the theme or the purpose of the Harvest Hoedown is to celebrate or acknowledge the blessings or the abundance of the things that we have around us in Buffalo. And it's a wonderful place to live and be a part of the community. And so this is a way to say thanks and to celebrate all that we have.
Absolutely. And one more time on when it is, date and time. And as you just mentioned, it's at Crazy Woman Square.
Yep. September 9th. That's that Sunday after Labor Day. It'd be downtown in Crazy Woman Square, starting at 4 o'clock with the Crazy Woman's, Crazy Woman Square, but Prairie Fire playing, and we got some entertainment for the kids. We're going to have a little steer head sticking on a hay bale with some ropes, so some people can practice their roping skills as well.
Are we going to see Father Doug out there doing?
Yeah,
some
I'll give it a shot. My youngest daughter is probably going to be jockeying for that. She's looking forward to learning how to rope off of a horse. So.
Excellent.
It's just going to be a good time. It's good. It's a good family community event for people to join. And always, we've been so fortunate, I'm counting on it, is the weather will be cooperative. Not too hot, not too cold. Have some nice sun. And,
just a perfect day.
Yeah, just the perfect day. So far, God has blessed us, and I continue to hope that that will continue. So.
Absolutely.
If by chance that doesn't happen, though, we do have a plan B, and it will be at the community building at the fairgrounds.
Okay, so if there is inclement weather, you have an inside place to host the event.
Yes, we do.
Okay, excellent. And you guys with the church, you support many different great programs, and so I would imagine this is one of your fundraisers that helps benefit those programs.
Yes, this is part of what it does is that, you know, St. Luke's Episcopal Church has been a pretty much a big player or influence in the community of Buffalo. So that's part of it. The Episcopal Diocese and the church in particular is really taking on the suicide initiative. Participating in the Suicide Prevention Coalition and really helping bring awareness around that and then bringing some hope to a group of people who really need it. We offer the Financial Peace University every year with the Dave Ramsey. That's a 9-week course, and I've known some people that it really changed their life around how they understand money and how to utilize that. So they went from I'm always going to have a student loan. I'm always going to have a car payment as a way of life to saying, we're debt-free.
And that's because salesmen tell you that. You go to a car lot and say, you tell them, well, I don't have a car payment. Everyone has a car payment all the time. So
exactly.
Just make it this amount and drive this car.
Yep. Well, that's part of what the Christian narrative does is it changes the story. And it's to say that there is other hope that you can engage. You don't have to settle for something less than. You can hope for something greater.
Yeah, and you know, I'm a fan of Dave Ramsey, and and you know, he has a lot of good ideas and good points for people, even if you just want to take small steps in you know, financial responsibility. He's definitely very good as far as his advice and his steps to get to where you want to be.
Yes, and what I like about the Dave Ramsey financial piece, it gives you the full picture. You know, now that you're out of debt, what are you going to do next? I mean, and then what are the ways to stay out of debt and things like that? So that's really, I found to be really helpful. And again, that aligns with you go from like, well, kind of that small voice of resignation, just what it is, to like, you know what, we can do something better. We can have a brighter future.
Things can be different.
They can, yes. And again, we're well known for a Bread of Life food pantry. We're supportive of that. We continue to provide that resource for the community around us. That continues to be a really vital outreach. And it's moving just beyond Buffalo, but we're seeing ourselves as a ministry in Johnson County. So we're helping out beyond that. And they do a great job of making sure resources and money is available for food. Also, I'm involved in like different various boards that deal with, you know, children development. I'm really active with the 4-H. My girls are, and I'm jumping in the middle of that. And that's just a big part of what Johnson County is. I mean, it's just amazing how generous people are when it comes to our kids and really giving them everything we can. So,
yeah, and one of the ways you can see that is, you know, you mentioned the 4-H, and when they have you know, the fair week, and then on that Saturday night, I believe it is, when they, you know, the kids sell their their animals, you can see the generosity in this area and how much people pay for them.
Yes.
And then a lot of times just give the animal back, you know, when it's over too. Some of the parents may not have wanted that animal back, but they got it. So yeah, there's never a shortage of generous people and even volunteers when you do things around this area. It's very nice.
Yeah, we're also, you know, a place of recovery, you know, places that we're open, our buildings open for other entities that they need a place to use. So we really want to be a resource to the community and continue to be a presence to be able to offer that. And that's what the Harvest Hoedown does.
And for people who might not know where your church is located, why don't you go ahead and let them know that?
Okay, we're our physical location is 178 South Main Street. It's the best way to know. We're directly across the street from the post office and the movie theater. And we are, our red doors are really well known. So, and then just a little aside, those doors, the one in our hall was hand-built here in Johnson County from the lumber that came out of the Bighorn forest.
Wow.
So it's one of those churches that continue to look within the community for its own resources and really, and by the way, put things in a positive and kind of a sense, you know, how am I going to put this, that we're really rich, and it's nice to acknowledge the many blessings that we have.
Absolutely. So again, we have the Harvest Hoedown coming up Sunday, September 9th. That's going on at Crazy Woman Square in Buffalo. And what time do things start at 5?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
For viewing of the sale items and the entertainment, the Prairie Wildfires will start at 4.
Okay.
And then dinner starts at 5, and the auction is at 6.
Okay. So 4 o'clock, things get started. Again, that's Sunday, September 9th, Crazy Woman Square. The Harvest Hoedown, be there or be square, as they say. We have Marie Miller and Father Doug Wassinger in studio. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time today.
You're welcome. And one more thing. If you want to purchase tickets, you can come down to the church. We're open from 8:30 to noon, and you can also purchase more tickets from
First Northern Bank or any church member.
Okay. And if people don't purchase them ahead of time, can they get them there?
Yes.
Yes, they can.
Excellent. All right. Again, the Harvest Hoedown, Sunday, September 9th, Crazy Woman Square. This is Community Speaks. That's brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Keep it tuned, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS.